From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama held a town hall meeting for workers at a supermarket in Bristol, Virginia, Wednesday to argue for his health care overhaul plan. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Standing alongside a display of strawberries and grapes, the president praised Kroger for providing health insurance to most of its workers. He said his proposed reforms would help assure that other Americans, including employees of competing stores, have the same benefits. He drew a parallel between his health care plan and the efforts that put Medicare in place 44 years ago.
The same arguments that you're hearing now about health care reform, you were hearing back then about Medicare. Everybody was saying this is socialized medicine, government's taken over, this is terrible.
Mr. Obama said now seniors are very satisfied with Medicare. In fact, responding to a question from a store worker, he said he wanted to assure seniors that, in his words, he's not going to mess with Medicare. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Bristol, Virginia.
Now that California has revised its budget to close a $24 billion deficit, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger wants lawmakers to focus on the state's tax system. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more.
Revenue generated from personal income taxes in California has been steadily dropping in recent years, and as the recession continues to erode the economy, some analysts predict California faces even lower revenue from personal income taxes, which could in turn contribute to yet another budget deficit. So in an effort to avoid another financial crisis, Governor Schwarzenegger has announced he's going to call the legislature into a special session to examine the tax issue. The governor wants lawmakers to consider the findings of a special commission he created last fall to recommend changes in the tax structure. The commission's report is due September 20th. Schwarzenegger says the special session would start by the end of September. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Scores of civilians fled their homes in northern Nigeria Wednesday as security forces shelled the compound of an Islamist sect blamed for deadly violence this week. Police say around 95 women and children were being held by the sect at another building. They've been moved to another compound. Nigerian security forces now claim to have the upper hand in the situation. The BBC's Caroline Duffield reports.
People in Maiduguri would be waking up to buildings flattened and burnt out and bodies littering the streets around the enclave where the fighting took place. On Wednesday night, the military announced that they'd gained the upper hand, destroying and invading the area that was the sect's headquarters. The leader of the militants, the radical cleric Mohammed Yusuf, is believed to have escaped amid intense gunfire and shelling. It is clear the number of people willing to fight for the group took the police by surprise. The Maiduguri siege was just part of a surge in killing across northern Nigeria.
The BBC's Caroline Duffield reporting from Lagos, Nigeria. This is NPR News. More than 30 people have been rounded up in Houston, New York, Louisiana, and Boston as part of a crackdown on Medicare fraud. The suspects are accused of billing the government for unnecessary equipment, billing Medicare for thousands of dollars worth of food that was never delivered, among other things. Federal authorities say more suspects are being sought. The Medicare Fraud Strike Force reports that it has recovered $371 million in false Medicare claims and charged 145 people nationwide since the crackdown began in May. The Federal Reserve is reporting that the pace of economic decline has slowed in much of the nation. NPR's Jim Zaroli has details.
The Fed said the economy is still weakening in much of the United States, with sluggish retail activity and a soft residential real estate market. But the rate of decline is moderating in two of the 12 Fed regions covered by the survey, Chicago and St. Louis. Meanwhile, there are signs of stabilization in New York, Cleveland, Kansas City, and San Francisco. The report is based on a survey conducted by the Fed earlier this month, and the results show general improvement over the last survey taken in mid-June. Meanwhile, the government said orders for durable goods fell 2.5% in June. Much of that reflected a weak aviation market. When transportation orders were excluded, orders rose by 1.1%, the most in 4 months. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 26 points Wednesday, closing at 9,070. The Nasdaq fell 7 points. The S&P was down 4. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.